Well, details of the alleged killing of an Afghan farmer by war veteran Ben Robert Smith have been heard in the high-stakes defamation trial today. Proceedings have resumed after a month's delay due to Sydney's lockdown. An Afghan witness and friend of the farmer has been giving evidence from Kabul. Lexi Metherill has been observing today's hearing. So, Lexi, the Victoria Cross recipient Ben Robert Smith is suing the media company Nine Entertainment. It's over a series of newspaper articles which he claims implied that he unlawfully killed up to six Afghan men. And one of those alleged to have been killed was a farmer called Ali Jan. That's what you've been hearing about today. What's been said?
So, Linda, this death is one of the key allegations against Mr. Robert Smith. Nine papers reported that during a September 2012 mission in the village of Darwin, the Victoria Cross recipient kicked a handcuffed, unarmed farmer named Ali Jan over a cliff and entered into an agreement with Special Air Service Regiment colleagues that Ali Jan be executed before the soldiers attempted to cover it up. Now, today's proceedings were taken up mainly by the barrister for Nine Entertainment, Nicholas Owens SC, examining Muhammad Hanifa. Now, he's also an Afghan farmer who had known Ali Jan since childhood and was with him on the day he says he died. Now, this witness was giving evidence via video link from Kabul, and he told of the day soldiers raided the village. Now, in previous hearings, Ben Robert Smith has said that the dead man was in fact shot when he was seen emerging from a cornfield as he and other SAS soldiers prepared to be picked up by a helicopter. But the witness today says he was with Ali Jan when they were in the village together. They'd gone to a guest house before the soldiers arrived and tied their hands behind their backs, and they were interrogated by the soldiers as to whether they were Taliban and whether they knew a man called Hekmatullah. That's a man who had shot at foreign forces. Now, Muhammad Hanifa denied that they were Taliban or that they knew Hekmatullah, and he says that he was punched by a soldier who he described throughout today's hearing as the big soldier. And he says he also saw Ali Jan being kicked hard by this soldier, rolling away down a hill until he reached a river, and then he heard shots being fired. He then saw Ali Jan being dragged away by soldiers, at which point the soldiers were picked up by helicopters. And the witness describes him and several others following a trail of blood which led to Ali Jan's body. And he was shown a photo of Ali Jan's body in the court today. This picture was not shown to the open court. But he says what he saw when he looked at Ali Jan was several bullet wounds, and he also had a broken tooth. But he says what the photo showed, that was a dead man with wires hanging off him, was not what he saw. He says that those wires were planted on Ali Jan, and that, you know, the suggestion being that Ali Jan was carrying a radio, that he was, you know, working for the Taliban as a spotter. Now, these allegations, Ben Robert Smith has denied. He's denied that a radio was planted on the body.
And has Ben Robert Smith's lawyer been able to cross-examine these witnesses yet?
Yes, just towards the end of the hearing today, Bruce McClintock SC, he's appearing for Ben Robert Smith. He has drawn attention to the fact that Muhammad Hanifa, the witness today, did not actually see the shots being fired. He's also sought to cast doubt on his credibility, drawing out inconsistencies between the evidence given today and the sworn statement he made earlier this year that he signed with his fingerprint. And the defence is also calling into question the identity of the dead man, suggesting that the person the witness has described as Ali Jan is not Ali Jan. Now, the hearing will resume tomorrow, and Muhammad Hanifa will continue to be cross-examined then.
Lexi Metherill, our reporter there.